This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything you want to discuss. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
And let's see, Daryl's going to be an interesting week for you. This is going to be your last night on the air on Free Talk Live for this week.
For this week.
You'll be back next week, and you'll either be busier than you've ever been, probably, in your life as the new candidate for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination, or you have a little bit more free time on your hands.
Yes.
One
of those two things.
Yeah. So I hope it works out because you're going to Orlando, Florida this weekend, starting, what, Thursday?
I'm leaving Wednesday morning. There's some pre-convention stuff happening Wednesday and Thursday. The convention officially begins on Friday. The presidential nomination speeches officially happen on Saturday. There's the pre-convention or the pre-nomination debate that happens Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. And then the presidential nomination vote happens Sunday. And C-SPAN always broadcasts the convention.
How much of it do they broadcast? Is it just the debate?
No, I've been going back watching some of the old conventions, and they cover, like, bell to bell.
Does it show, do they show it on C-SPAN 1, or is it, like, thrown back on C-SPAN 20, or however many of them they have now, 3?
I don't know. I've not looked at the C-SPAN schedule to see which one they're putting it on, but I generally believe it's on the main one.
Well, hopefully it'll be an entertaining debate. I suspect that it will be with John McAfee and you as probably the two best candidates. Of course, if I were there, I'd be voting for you first. And so it'll be interesting to see how things pan out. You've obviously been doing a lot of wrangling of delegates, trying to entice them and encourage them to give you. There's some sort of chip that they give you, and then you.
It's called a token. It's actually a piece of paper, but it's called a nomination token. And candidates, in order to be officially placed into nomination, need to receive 30 nomination tokens from delegates. And then, in order to be included
in... And there's how many delegates?
There's 1,000? The potential for 1,047.
Okay.
The state of Oregon is not sending a delegation. I forget how many delegates they have, so subtract that off.
They're sending a delegation.
We do not have time to go into all of the stuff that has gone on in Oregon over the last decade.
Isn't that the part?
Give the full backstory on why they're not sending a delegation.
So I know a little bit of this. Let me see. This is the place where there's like competing libertarian parties, right?
Yes. So the short version is there's two groups that call themselves Libertarian Party of Oregon. One of the groups is recognized by the Secretary of State in Oregon as being the Libertarian Party of Oregon and controlling the ballot access. The other group is recognized by some people within the Libertarian National Committee. And, there's this big dispute over which one's actually the Libertarian Party of Oregon.
How long has this been going on?
About a decade.
Wow.
Probably longer than that, because, you know, like, things sort of have to build up before they actually wind up going, and you've got two people or two groups actually butting heads.
Yeah.
But the actual fighting back and forth has been close to a decade.
Wow.
So
this is what we were talking about on Saturday night, I think it was, on Free Talk Live, was how we were hoping the Republicans and Democrats would split into two different parties each. That way there's actually more than just two parties out there. And so they should take a lead from the folks over there in Oregon, where they've already split the LP, and they probably don't have more than 100 people involved in each.
Yeah, I really don't know, because there's the one group that says everybody that's a registered libertarian is an official member of the state party, and the other group says, no, you have to fill out a membership form, and it's a nasty situation, and hopefully sooner rather than later it gets resolved.
So somehow that resulted
in... But people keep throwing money to lawsuits to keep this thing going.
So somehow that conflict resulted in no delegates going to the national convention.
Right. So the group that's recognized by the LNC, which is also the group recognized by the Secretary of State, because the Judicial Committee has said that, no, you're not the official group, they said, you know what, screw it, we're not playing your game. So they're not sending delegates, so subtract off that, and again, I forget how many delegates Oregon had. Somewhere a little over 1,000 delegates.
So basically, you've got to get 30 to give you their token to get you officially nominated. But what's it take to get into the debate?
10% of the number of delegates based on those that have been credentialed at the beginning of business on Saturday.
So if somebody can't show up late, is what you're saying.
If somebody shows up at 9:15 on Saturday.
Morning. Okay.
You know, business has already begun. They get credentialed. They still get a token. They could give me the token, but they don't count towards the number that's needed.
All right.
Because they were there after the official count.
So only punctual libertarians should be attending at Orlando if they want to help you out.
Should be sparse.
Yeah.
And, well, there's actually some of my supporters are asking the question of, should they wait until after the opening on Saturday to get credentialed, because then they would be able to give me their token, but they don't increase the number needed, because it's 10% of the delegates at the beginning of the business day on Saturday. So somebody could credential after the beginning of business. They have a token that they could give, but they're not included in the number
that gets multiplied by
10%.
But they wouldn't be included, right?
So basically, if he has 30 or more delegates at the convention, it's to his advantage to put 30 in to qualify him and have all other delegates register late, because that will mean if there's only 300 delegates in the entire thing, then he would already have his 30. If there's 600 delegates, he would need 60, and he could then gain those extra tokens.
Right. So that,
but if he gained another 60 tokens before, then it would increase.
Got it.
He would be looking for 36 tokens.
Yes, so that there's advantages and disadvantages, because there's business that happens on Friday that it makes sense to be credentialed. If you're there, it makes sense to be credentialed to participate in business on Friday.
Well, if anybody knows how to work a system and find the loopholes in it, it's you, Daryl. So,
I'm actually telling my supporters, go ahead, get credentialed when you get there, because we need all the votes we can to stop the bad stuff that is being proposed for bylaws and platform.
Okay, yeah, because there's this whole other thing going on at the convention beyond just nominating the business,
right,
as they call it, which is the most boring part of every political convention, where people argue over ands, buts, ifs, and commas.
And I've got my copy of Robert's Rules of Order.
This should be interesting if you're watching, if you're interested in that kind of thing. But we're going to get into other things, so just wishing you the best on your travels,
Cyril,
this week. And hopefully, if you find time, you can call in and give us the convention updates, although I'm sure time will be at a minimum.
Well, I am having a craft beer party Friday, so I might be able to make a call from that event.
All right, good deal. We'll look forward to it. So coming up here tonight, New York police cop points a gun at a man who records an arrest and then slugs him in the face before arresting that man. And it's on video. We'll share it with you coming up here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl, you had an update from Baltimore where listeners who've been tuned in for, what was it, about a year ago?
Just over a year ago.
The riots, of course, in Baltimore last year, which came out of the death of Freddie Gray.
Yes.
He died in the back of a police van as they allegedly were giving what might be called a nickel ride, which is basically where they... they put a suspect in the back of a van and with no restraint whatsoever, no seatbelt or anything like that, drive wildly through the streets and basically slam them around back there in the hopes that they will have some damage done to them. In this case, Freddie died after going on said ride. And there's an update on one of the police officers who was charged.
One of the six.
And you've got the story, Daryl. We'll get into it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I've found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number, It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can always Skype the show here. Skype username is lrn.fm. And are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Well, stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. And by using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. In fact, Daryl, you as a presidential candidate, you're looking for the Libertarian Party's nomination coming up this weekend, Memorial Day weekend in Orlando. You actually made headlines on The Blaze and maybe elsewhere, but definitely The Blaze did a story about you because you are refusing to file about your candidacy with the FEC.
Yes.
The Federal Elections Commission.
I'm also refusing to use their money.
Right.
And I'm only taking alternative currency.
So what's the number one method for people to donate to the Daryl W. Perry campaign? You're taking gold, silver, Bitcoin, other altcoins?
Other altcoins using the Shapeshift tool.
Mm-hmm.
The primary donation method has been Bitcoin.
That's probably a first, don't you think, as far as a political campaign for president?
I was the first, not just in the U.S., but anywhere in the world,
no,
to take Bitcoin.
The first what?
Presidential candidate.
Okay, presidential. Gotcha.
Anywhere in the world.
Okay.
There was a, I believe, Romanian guy that started taking Bitcoin a few months after I made the announcement that I would be taking Bitcoin.
Not too late to donate, right? Go to DarylWPerry.com.
Definitely not too late to donate.
DarylWPerry.com. Let's go to Joe. He's in Lakeside, California. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hey, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we have you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to ask on who's paying for the convention, but first let me say one thing since you talked about Daryl's finances. He does a daily or whenever he spends money, you can track his expenses. And
oh, yeah, it's generally within 15 minutes after I make an expense. I have it up on the website.
No other candidate, I believe, would have that disclosed that quick.
Right.
But going back, who is funding the convention?
The Libertarian Party. Right?
The delegates.
The delegates.
The party and the delegates.
As opposed to the Republicans and Democrats, where taxpayers fund their convention.
Taxpayers and special interests.
Exactly. So that's a pat on the back as far as actually feeding your mouth on what you say. You know, it's less government. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Next question. Here in California, the ballot for libertarians is after the convention. So how will that work as far as does that just show strength or how are their delegates done?
The delegates are chosen at state conventions to where people say, I want to be a delegate. And each state selects their delegates differently. Some states, they have whoever's at the state convention vote on which of these people do you want to go to national as a delegate. Other states might not have, you know, enough people, so they say everybody that volunteers gets to be a delegate as long as it's below the number of delegates that we receive. And there's a math formula that the party has set up to determine how many delegates each state gets. And it's based on party membership plus the vote totals that the presidential candidate received at the last presidential election. So New Hampshire, we get 10 delegates, 8 of those based on party membership, 2 of those based on vote totals that Gary Johnson received in 2012. California gets 130 delegates, the vast majority of those because of membership, and, you know, California is a huge state. And California is one of the states that they'll actually allow people that are not California residents to be delegates from their state.
Huh.
And other states require that you have to be a resident of their state. You have to have been a member of their state affiliate since before their state convention. So Virginia is one of those states. Massachusetts is another.
Gotcha. So does that answer your question, Joe?
No. See, in California, the election, they're having a primary here in June.
Right. So the primaries have absolutely nothing to do with delegate selection.
And there's those only primaries where they can actually vote for a Libertarian?
Right. So there's only a handful of states where the Libertarian Party gets a presidential primary, and they're all just beauty contests.
Oh, okay. Well, we'd still like to see you score high here in California.
Yeah, I'd like to see me score high there in California as well.
Joe, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So,
Daryl, does New Hampshire have a full convention or a full slate?
No, we still have a couple of spots available.
What's required to get one of those spots?
Contact the chair and hope he reads the email and responds to you and be able to get down to Orlando.
Wait for a response from Rich Tommaso?
The chair.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's the chair.
Which basically means it won't happen because the New Hampshire Libertarian Party chairman is notoriously bad at responding to anything.
Well, the last week or so, he's actually been fairly responsive to emails.
Okay. Yes. Well, it might be a good time to reach out. What were you asking about to go to the convention, Rich, or just to run for office?
Actually, just to have an idea of what was going on. I don't have the money to get down to Orlando this year, but hey, if one of the supporters of the Big Four candidates wants to pay for my trip.
There you go. So the toll-free number tonight...
Yes, and I counted you as one of the Big Four, Daryl.
I figured.
...is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So Freddie Gray was killed, allegedly, by Baltimore police, and one man...
He definitely died in their custody.
Yeah, and one of their officers was charged.
Six of the officers was charged.
I apologize.
And what they're doing, instead of having everybody be co-defendants and having one big trial...
Yeah.
They're having one trial after another trial after another trial.
So the first one has happened?
The first one has happened, and the second one has happened. The first trial... ended with a hung jury, and they're bringing that trial back up later this summer.
All right.
The second trial, there was a verdict that came out today, and I believe this is the guy that had requested a bench trial instead of a jury.
Okay, because the judge in a bench trial is almost always more favorable to the state in a lot of ways than a jury might be.
And juries tend to be favorable to the state as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So the verdict came out just a couple of hours ago. So this is almost breaking news. Story here comes from CNN. They say perhaps no one found Baltimore police officer Edward Nero's not guilty verdict so surprising. But to hear the families of both Nero and Freddie Gray, the young man who Nero was accused of assaulting, both lauding the judge who handed down the decision, surely no one saw that coming. While Nero released a statement saying he and his family were elated with the ruling, Gray family attorney Billy Murphy, too, applauded the decision, saying, "You can't convict people unless you know the evidence," and Judge Barry Williams had to follow the law as he saw it. After a bench trial, Williams found Nero not guilty of all charges in connection with Gray's death. And there's more.
We'll continue the story. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got another out-of-control cops story on the way for you as well. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America, and that gives us, libertarian types, an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us now, we have Roger Ver on the side of freedom, and he's laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose the objective moderator. And to sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, that Roger will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, which is $50,000 apiece. So learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. It's Ian Rich and Daryl in the studio. We'll continue with more from Baltimore on the cop, another one of the multitude of cops who's been charged criminally in the wake of the death of Freddie Gray. Happened last year, and he was found not guilty on all counts today.
Yes,
by a
and
judge.
We'll tell you what those counts were.
Yep, and we'll get into that here. First, though, let's go to the phones to the fun. Mike is in Clackamas, Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Awesome. Sorry, I'm a little hoarse right now. I'm kind of sick. So I wanted to talk about something that a caller was talking about last night, and he was talking about kind of setting up a, you know, agency that would kind of hold the police accountable, or kind of stepping into, you know, say, you know, what the police are doing is immoral or whatnot. But I kind of wanted to talk about a related topic to that, and this was a few years ago that I saw on YouTube these groups of teenagers, you know, teenagers, maybe people in their early 20s, called the New York Initiative. And basically these guys were, they dressed up as not so much like superheroes, but they would kind of disguise themselves in, you know, dark leather and masks and hockey masks. And they would go around, you know, places like New York, and there's one out here in Seattle, you know, to places where real crimes would actually happen. Like, you know, dark alleyways and narrow corridors of the city. And they would actually prevent real crimes from happening, like, you know, a jacking or a stick up, you know, a stick up or whatnot. And I was wondering if you guys had ever heard of this group called the New York Initiative.
I have not, but I mean, there are the superheroes that they exist. I mean, there's some in the Northwest, up where you are, and I don't know where else I've you know, seen news about them. There are the ones that exist in cities like Hollywood and New York City, but you just take pictures with them on the streets. But there are actually the superheroes who do try to go out into the streets and fight crime. I don't know if there's an organization of them. There may very well be, but I don't.
There's a couple of organizations, but I just did a search for New York Initiative, and apparently they call themselves the Initiative Collective. And I found their Facebook page, and, well, that's pretty much all I've got.
Do they have costumes?
There's, like, one or two pictures on here where the one guy looks like he's wearing some kind of a mask. The other guy's wearing a suit standing in front of an American flag. And there's a picture from an article on the Daily Beast, and they don't necessarily look like they're wearing costumes. The one guy kind of is wearing, like, the Lone Ranger sort of hide your eyeballs thing, and he's wearing a suit. So I don't know if you can necessarily call these costumes.
Yeah. Well, they do have costumes up in Seattle, like Phoenix Jones is one of the guys we had talked about previously on Free Talk Live. He's got like a whole decked out, real looking kind of superhero mask and even like chest guard thing as well. Go ahead, Mike. Anything else you want to share?
Oh, sure. So, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, this has been around, even though it was in a movie, this has been around for, you know, 30 some odd years now. Casey Jones from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The very first movie, he was essentially what I'm describing here. You know, he had on a hockey mask. He carried two baseball bats and, you know, a hockey stick, and he would go around fighting crime. So, I mean, and I think in the video that I watched, if you go into YouTube and you just type in New York Initiative, you know, they were saying, you know, there's so much corruption in the city and there's so much crime and, you know, the police can't be everywhere, which is true. But a lot of the times the police will actually, because of fear of their lives, they will not go into dangerous situations. So therefore, this is where this whole no obligation to protect kind of comes in too. And, you know, a real crime actually does take place. So these guys are kind of sick of the whole thing, and they kind of step in and, you know, see what they can do to help.
Well, the police generally don't like it when you do that. But I don't know what, if anything, they can charge you with if you are actually, you know, helping people. I'm sure they'll come up with something. I just don't know what it would be, if it would be interference with police investigations or disorderly conduct.
They'll make something up.
Yeah. But, you know, definitely let us know if you hear anything more about superheroes. They're always entertaining and fun to kind of keep an eye on. Thanks, Mike, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The PhoenixJones.com is Phoenix Jones' website. He's active on Twitter, just tweeted out 4 hours ago. So I guess he's still doing his thing. He's still got his mask.
Good.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. Sarah, do you have any Phoenix Jones-like superheroes down there in Albuquerque roaming the streets?
No, I don't think there is such a thing here.
Hmm.
You know?
Because, that's no fun.
Yeah, that's no fun. But I just want to say, you know, what amazes me is that we have a city right next door to mine. It's called Rio Rancho. And they have two red light cameras running, and 3 speeding bans. And, you know, I'm amazed how, like, we're almost, like, belong to Bernalillo County. That was the word that you couldn't pronounce, Bernalillo. And half of the city is in Bernalillo County. And, you know, how could 2 cities that are right next to each other in the same state, you know, have such different laws? Like, their speeding tickets are, like, $140 or $60. They jacked it up. So,
well, first of all, I don't recall mispronouncing or even trying to pronounce the town that you're talking about. So I don't even know if you're listening to Free Talk Live as far as what you're saying there. But how can...
You know, I don't know who was you. There was a host that was like a Bernalillo, Lillo.
Yeah, must have been a different show. I don't think that was on our show, at least not while I was on.
I've never even heard the name of that place, nor ever tried to pronounce it. So, wasn't this show.
So, anyway, you asked how 2 different places can have different laws or fines and things like that. That's just how government operates. I mean, there's different city council members, and they pass different ordinances.
And my guess is that New Mexico is what they call a home rule state, meaning mm-hmm. that the local governments have more leeway on what they're allowed to pass.
Right. They can basically make whatever laws they want in the home rule states. In states like New Hampshire, which does not have home rule, the local governments are restricted in the amounts of laws that they can pass or local ordinances. So they can only pass ordinances that they are authorized to pass by the state government. And that frustrates a lot of big government people like you, Sarah, who want to constantly have more government and more fines and more police. Would that describe you?
Speaking of more police, we've gotten dwindled down to like 500 or 600. We're supposed to have like 1,000.
Are you kidding me?
Don't you feel safer? I mean, not getting pulled over as much?
She doesn't drive.
Oh, okay. So you like having them out there preying on the rest of us while you sit home and what, just kind of amused by the whole thing?
That's trying to break into my house, I would have to, like, wait 2-3 hours. You know, get happened. They broke my door and killed
Look,
me.
Look, if they double the size of the police department, that's not going to cut in half the amount of time that you have to wait. They'll keep you waiting as long as they damn well feel like keeping you waiting because they have no obligation to protect you.
If you want to be safe, here's what you do. Start repealing victimless crime laws. Don't let the cops waste their time doing safe things like addressing pot dealers when there are actual criminals out there. If they stop wasting their time, they'll have a lot more time to spend on your problem.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There was actually a Vice article recently in relation to what you're talking about, Rich. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that tonight, about Portugal's drug decriminalization experiment, which relates.
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dynavite. The stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the liquor chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My VP will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly, just like a kitten. Daisy and Susie have a cat treat in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and gunk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop,
you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please go shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase price. So whatever it is you're buying, Free Talk Live gets a piece of it when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. Now, Rich Paul, you had suggested to Sarah from Albuquerque, who was upset about the police. By the way, Daryl, you did some digging on Sarah's claims of 500 cops in Albuquerque.
Well, technically she's correct. They do have 500. They also have 403 more than that. They've got a total of 903 police officers. 740 of them are patrolmen, 101 are sergeants, 34 lieutenants, 14 commanders, two majors.
That's a lot of cops.
Yeah, total of 903 police officers.
So they got a bunch of cops.
And 552 civilian personnel that work in the police department.
Gotcha. So they've got a bunch of cops, and she wanted more cops because she believes it'll take them 2 to 3 hours to show up to a phone call, which it may very well. Because as I pointed out, the police have no obligation to provide you with any manner of services. Certainly they have no obligation to protect you. And that's not just me, you know, saying that. You can actually do the research and search for no obligation to protect on Google, and you'll find the first few items there will show you court cases where the Supreme Court has ruled time and time again that the police have no obligation to protect you. But Rich, I liked what you said there, and you just barely had a chance to explain it. And I thought it deserved a little bit of further explanation. You said if you really want the police to have a better response time, that doubling the department size isn't, you know, necessarily the answer. It's making it so their workload isn't as heavy. And one of the ways to do that is to end the war on drugs. Because if the war on drugs continues and you double the department size, they're just going to have more cops to go arrest more marijuana users or more other drug users, right? Because those are lucrative for them. They can get drugs, they can get cash out of that, whereas if they go and investigate someone breaking into your home, which was what Sarah was worried about, the cops don't actually benefit from that. So
I wonder if they're responding to Sarah's house using their hovercraft, because the Albuquerque Police Department does have a hovercraft.
Does that mean the hoverboard things with the wheels on them?
No. The hovercraft where it's got the big inflatable thing and it can go on
like
land or water.
Like an actual hovercraft.
That's
wow.
It says hovercraft. They've got 814 marked police vehicles, 248 unmarked. 60 bicycles, 26 motorcycles, 1 aircraft, 1 helicopter, 1 airboat, 1 hovercraft, 10 horses, 8 canines, and 2 bomb squad canines.
Don't let Archer get a hold of that airboat.
I haven't seen it, so it's over my head. So I don't get
it. It's got a thing about
airboats. Gotcha. So they've got an airboat and a hovercraft.
Yes.
Well, they really,
I didn't realize they actually had that much water in Albuquerque.
I don't know. I'm shocked. I haven't even seen a picture of a hovercraft since I was in elementary school. Like, it was a cool thing back in the 80s. I don't even remember having heard of a hovercraft since then.
I think the last time I saw a hovercraft was probably one of the Naked Gun movies where they had the hovercraft go up on the beach and, like, run somebody over.
So, anyway, what you are saying here, Rich, is that your proposal was to actually cut down on the war on drugs, get rid of the war on drugs, and so therefore the police won't be enforcing that, and maybe they'll have more time to come to real crimes.
One would hope. You know, I don't know what else they're going to do with their time if they're not allowed to harass peaceful people anymore. They're going
to
have to either
really look into crime.
Yes, investigate crimes or go home. I don't care which they do.
Well, of course, even in the case if they didn't have a war on drugs to enforce, they still wouldn't have an obligation to investigate your crime with any effectiveness.
No. And I wasn't saying just war on drugs either. I was saying all victimless crime laws. Get rid of the prostitution laws. Get rid of the gambling laws. All the things. Get rid of the laws against feeding the homeless, you know. Get rid of the laws against running a restaurant out of your house. Whatever.
Yes, exactly. I completely agree, and I think we do need to see more of that, but ultimately, the best solution for the police actually showing up on time somewhere would be to change the incentives. Now, that's a much bigger task because it would require some level of competition in the marketplace for protection. And this takes us back to the conversation we were having that one of our earlier callers referenced on a previous show about having a competing organization. Right now, the police will see that as a competing gang, and they will not take kindly to it. So there would likely have to be some sort of legalization of alternatives to the police at the state level in order to authorize something like that. And maybe we'll see something like that happen in our lifetimes. I sure hope so.
And to some extent, it does exist. Where in Detroit, there's the threat management centers. We talked about in some of the Seattle suburbs, a couple of them have rented out these private securities that do patrols, and they will actually, go investigate these property crimes that the actual police are, we're too busy arresting prostitutes and drug dealers to worry about the vandalism in your nice neighborhood.
But they still have to hand over the crooks if they manage to collar one of them to the official police or sheriffs, though.
Right.
They can't
do their own prosecution.
Right. So that's something that's going to be a tough thing to get away from, which is the entire monopoly that the state has over all of justice.
Right, and that will take legislation,
right.
But having a private company do patrols doesn't necessarily require new legislation.
That's true. Patrols or investigations, certainly anybody could form an organization to compete with the police on that. But the problem, of course, there is getting that initial business to keep your investment going, keep the company or whatever alive, while people are still saying, their excuse for using your services is going to be, why would I want to pay for you when I'm already paying for the police?
Because
we actually do
the job.
Yeah, because you want to actually know what happened. My answer if I was running that company, at least.
And so that's, the tricky part, though, is that initial phase of you've spent this money creating this organization that will investigate these crimes. can you just go and investigate a crime without the consent of somebody? Because getting that, those first customers, those initial, oh, yes, I would like to hire you, you know, instead of the police to do this investigation, or in addition to the police to do the investigation.
Well,
how do you pitch
I really
that?
Don't see it as much of a stretch from what some of the companies that exist now. So you already have ADT and Brinks. That they've got the, you know, alarm systems for your house. So it would not be that big of a jump for them to say, not only will we provide security service for your house, but if your house gets broken into,
we'll investigate.
Because we've got cameras, we'll try to figure out who it is. We'll investigate.
Okay.
So it's not that big of a stretch.
True. But that would also require you pitching ADT on expanding their services in that way. And maybe there already is a security company that's offering that, and we just don't know because we've never really looked
into
it.
Well, there are companies like Hunter North that have certainly a lot of
security
guards out there. I know Pinkerton's had detectives back in the day. Of course, Pinkerton's is long gone. But they were a detective agency, and there were several others like that that would provide security and or detective work. So.
Now, that was in the like the Wild West, wasn't it? So
well, Pinkerton's was around, I think, for a long time. I know they were involved in labor unrest during the 30s.
I'm fairly certain Pinkerton's still
exist. They may well. I don't know.
The Wiki article says that they're currently a subsidiary of Securitas, which is a larger security company.
Okay. So they're still there.
So they're
Securitas.
Yeah, they
that
still
the
exist.
Company, is that the name of the company that does the phone service?
It sounds like it, but it's not.
Okay.
Securus is the phone service for jail.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's interesting to figure out how exactly we can get from where we are today to having this alternative to the police department.
Yeah, like I say, it's not that big of a stretch. It really isn't that big of a stretch or that big of a jump.
For someone that wants to implement in an existing company, but starting from scratch is a pretty tough thing to do.
Right, because,
Of course, that exists also. There are private investigators who go out investigate various things. If you have a break-in in your house or you are defrauded, you can certainly hire a private investigator to look into happened.
But becoming a private investigator or becoming a security guard is not easy because of all the regulations that the existing security companies have gone and lobbied legislators to impose to basically protect them from competition.
Just like the drug business and weed. You know,
toll-free number tonight.
Government doesn't want you smoking.
855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, if there's more to say about Baltimore, we'll give you a few extra details on that.
A little bit.
And then also the cop who draws a gun on a cameraman because the cameraman was recording the cop making an arrest. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.